Blog Talk Radio.
Thank the Most High. We're back again, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Another episode, another very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Enemy Ive, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I welcome you all to the show. I thank the Most High, yes, indeed, for every opportunity the Most High grants to bring forth the truth of His Word, the reconciliation, the hope of His people. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. I thank the Most High for every ear He brings near. And I thank you all again for listening. We're back again, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. I call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed for a reason. For a very, very precious and absolute reason. We discern something that rare among the rulers are those, rare among those who call themselves rulers. Are those, through the course of ages, that dared to reveal the fact that what the Scriptures declare concerning the coming of Messiah is that in the time He appears, man, it's been a long time, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's been a long time since men have ever heard the truth of the gospel. And that sounds like a shocking thing for many to consider, but if you will listen closely to the message that's being related this evening, the things that in fact have been related the last few days I would strongly suggest to those who hear the show tonight, go back through the archives, listen to the last few evenings. In fact, I strongly suggest to go back over the last month because there's been some very powerful things related of late. And I know it relates one premise, should be considered. It's very late, brothers and sisters, it's very late toward the end of this age, the beginning of finally peace, finally freedom, finally red vision, my brothers and sisters. The hope of all the Most High from the beginning is intended. Again, my brothers and sisters, this is Edim Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I'm so very thankful to the Most High, the opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, to speak these very precious words. These very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing and reconciliation of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has He told me, for His cause, the cause of His people, there are some very important things that He has assigned that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, He said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him, yes, doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He told me I would have His protection, because His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's directly told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. Yes, even the truths of the gospel that men have sought to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even since the dawn of human fall. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that every system of this earth, as we presently see it, has been in some way, as controlling body of knowledge, an obstacle against men discerning not only the greater dimensions of truth, but have been obstacles against man's preparedness to be ready to receive and not balk against the greater sense of absolution, growth, and the knowledge of the Most High that must come to be in the kingdom to come. It must come to be when all the distractions of this present age are removed. I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, as I've said it so many times before on the show, every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. But my brothers and sisters, every controlling body of knowledge, every form of hegemony, every doctrine that men uphold, collective doctrine that men uphold, that does not prepare or sets up any type of obstacle whereby when the greater truth is told, men are not prepared to receive it, that doctrine, my brothers and sisters, is not true unto the Most High. That doctrine, my brothers and sisters, is vanity, even a lie. I want you to understand the nature of what the Most High has decreed when He calls His word, when He calls Himself, when He calls His purpose, in the Hebrew, Rishon Achron, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. We must understand what the scriptures mean when it says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, even prepare you, my brothers and sisters, and show you the future. My brothers and sisters, He said Messiah would come to make the crooked places straight. I would have you to understand what this means. It means show clearly the way toward the goal, not to erect any obstacle against men discerning the truth. In this, we could discern the difference between the children of falsehood and the children of truth, the children of darkness, the sons of darkness and the sons of light. For my brothers and sisters, in every form of doctrine that men have believed, that worked to blind men against some greater dimension of truth, or even the revelation of Messiah and His appearance, all of these were based upon faulty foundation. All of these were in some way, my brothers and sisters, an obstacle against discerning, yes, even the hope of your own salvation, an obstacle against discerning the Savior. I would even tell you, my brothers and sisters, that having looked far and wide across the earth. I can tell you that having examined many doctrines all over, having thankfully heard from the Most High a revelation of himself long before I began to search among men, I can tell you there's a great, magnificent truth. I said a great and magnificent truth, my brothers and sisters, that because men have not known it, many are the forms of illusion, many are the lies, many are the misadministrations and misallegiances after which men have been snared simply because they didn't know what they should have been looking for. I find it amazing that today, if you tell people what they should have been looking for rather than looking for it, they first choose to balk. Even if you can show this concept, this scenario, painted in Scripture from Genesis to Revelation a multitude of times, still there are those would rather than look for what the Scripture said you should be looking for, would rather balk and maintain their unbelief rather than realizing that, quite frankly, your leaders have desired that there's a dimension of truth that you never see. That's how they preserve their pulpits and thrones. For if you understood the truth of the gospel, its nature, from whence it comes, it's objective. It couldn't keep you in bondage anymore, my brothers and sisters, because you know what Messiah meant when he essentially said in Matthew 5:14-24, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. What do you think it meant, my brothers and sisters, when he said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he commanded? All the authority and jurisdiction, the principles of the holy kingdom that is to come have been given to him. Principles of the kingdom from on high have been given to him. He said, go forth and teach all nations. If that wasn't a command to exceed all the differences of the rulers, what else was it, for brothers and sisters? Did he say that anything among the nations was already viable? Did he say that any of the pollutions of the nations would be viable in the kingdom of Yah to come? Absolutely not. Not according to what the Scriptures actually say. The Scriptures make it very plain. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, the Scripture makes it very, very plain, if we are wise, to understand that the gospel, the truth of the gospel, is not a premise. Hear me. The kingdom gospel is not a premise after any of the varied misruling entities of this world. None of the kings of this earth, did you hear, my brothers and sisters, as presently, men honor their rulers. None of them, my brothers and sisters, as we perceive them presently, is a full reflection of all the Most High revealed at the hands of the one that he calls King of Kings. Blessed are they who will realize that the gospel, the truth of the gospel, is not, I repeat, not after constraints. Of men. If I need to explain that, a lot of scripture I'd like to take you through. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Because there's no way in the world anybody's going to believe, if they have any kind of sanity, no way anybody's going to believe that after all the varied contentions and differences of opinion that exist among the varied kings of this world, shall any man believe, my brothers and sisters, that after this lack of absolution, there should still yet be peace? No way anyone who is rational sees all these pluralities and believes that they are true to the will of the One Most High. Anyone who does not care to know better, be quite frankly, I can show you scripture that says, Messiah makes no request for those who wish not to see absolution beyond the contentions of this present earth. So, my brothers and sisters, it's time we discern. It's time we discern. What indeed is the nature of the gospel? What indeed, my brothers and sisters, the purpose for which man was created? We must understand why the scriptures in the book of Revelation tell us in the time of the revelation of Messiah, man must learn to worship him who made heaven and earth. And that means, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to seek beyond the short-sighted plans of those who only see dominion, hope for the dominion, while forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, world and all they that dwell therein. Blessed are they who will understand the Most High had a plan for humanity far beyond any of the varied constraints of those this world calls rulers. Blessed are they who will know this. Blessed are they who will understand that if anything that man calls gospel or calls doctrine is constrained after the short-sightedness of any of the present rulers, it was never the gospel. It was never the rule of the kingdom of Yah at all. Let me see if I can relate a few things very quickly about the concept of what is the gospel. I'd like to look a little bit at Isaiah. I'd like to look tonight, Yah willing, a bit of Isaiah 40. I'd like to look at a bit of Isaiah 52 going to 53. I'd like to look at a bit of John 8 chapter, just as a few places to look. I'd like to look a little bit also at the scriptures that relate regard to a covenant restoration, a marriage between man and his creator, not obstructed in any way after the will of the flesh or the will of men. Not obstructed in any way, my brothers and sisters, after what seems wise after the senses of ordinary flesh. My brothers and sisters, we need to talk about the words of the Most High so we might discern what it is truly to be set free. I'd like to get a look at the shorter one at first. I believe it's, you look at John, Yohanan 8th chapter. Then give a look at Isaiah 40. Then look at Isaiah 53. Let us understand what's truly being said here, my brothers and sisters, because, quite frankly, if anyone believes the Most High's plan in the universe does not exceed that of a multitude of contentious kings who have established supposed foundations, none of which are totally in agreement under the kingdom of Yah, then, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, whoever does not discern the need to seek much further has no hope. But when we understand that the gospel is a word beyond all the divisions of man, all the debates, doubts, and contentions of man unto an absolute, then we talk about restoring faith. We can talk about restoring faith then because we talk about restoring the knowledge of what is divine expectation. Remember, we were warned. Carnal eyes do not see nor hear the glory of that which Yah has planned for those who love him. Isaiah 65 talks about Messiah. Well, let's just say Isaiah 11. The other scripture I just told you is actually in Isaiah 64. Also in 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter. But Isaiah 11 talks about when the exceeding truth of the Most High is revealed. And there are other scriptures that say the same. That when the exceeding truth, the exceeding light of the kingdom, plan of the Most High is revealed, then will all men know to seek all these worldly differences, to seek Yah beyond them all as he is. Not to know, to seek that exceeding wisdom. My brothers and sisters, is to be bound after myths and seeks perishing world. Most High intends to bring forth a revival, however, but it will not be to those who have not learned the rudiments of true stewardship. It will not be to those, my brothers and sisters, who do not wish to discern what the Most High intended from the beginning, eternal. It will be done to those, my brothers and sisters, who seek and prove they desire the knowledge of all that is His will, that they might serve Him. Yohanan, John, 8th chapter. I like to look at, to begin with, how about starting at John, 8th chapter? I think I'll start at the, how about the, How about 8:29? Well, how about 8:28? Then said Yeshua unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, he was talking about what was going to occur, his crucifixion, then shall you know that I am He. Why? Scriptures prophesied in advance in Isaiah 53 about the crucifixion and the resurrection of Messiah. Isaiah 53 speaks of it. Daniel 9 speaks of Messiah being cut off. But since we know already that Messiah must complete a task foreordained from the beginning, we know that He must come again. I would like you then to consider again, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you know that I am He. Certainly in His resurrection. And believe me, there were many who saw Him. Knew that He was the one who was to come to prove foolish all the variant, tainted, partial, and polluted misconceits of man. That men might see beyond the misconceits of their rulers. For what else did the Most High do in Messiah's resurrection but prove foolish the wisdom of the wise, proving who was wise, my brothers and sisters, who was righteous, and who was blind, that men might know that they need to transcend the variant rule of man. How many understand that before Messiah even appeared, some 2,000 years ago, a few decades before, Rome would come in and killed all the priests at Jerusalem, established a priesthood after the designs of Rome. So much so the king said they had no king. Well, they say the ruler said, the priest said they had no king but Caesar. And being that Caesar had considered himself a type of pagan god, certainly under salvation, there was a need to transcend this folly, this hypocrisy. So therefore, we understand that since the nations did not know the gospel, they had to go forth to them. Nations had forgotten the premise upon which this world, humanity was made. Forgotten the premise upon which the Most High even created this entire material, let's just say began to work in this entire material realm. Bringing forth man unto His praise. So much about that humanity has not discerned in a very long time. Last night's show, I sought to go through much of this with some level of thoroughness. To understand much more about what I'm talking about tonight, there's a serious need to go back and listen to last night's show if you did not hear it. But even so, until many of you have the opportunity to do that, I'd like to continue with these premises and adding it to the concept said last night, discerning just how firm these words you hear truly are before the Most High, even though they be words and concepts that many among men are not prepared to fully encompass. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, say, when you lifted up the Son of Man, didn't you know that I am He? when you know that they put down this word he, it really means you'll know that him. He is the one of whom the scriptures prophesied in advance. The one that what Most High calls faithful and true. One, the Most High was sent to reveal his righteousness. And I said he revealed his righteousness. He said, I do nothing of myself. Scripture says it won't be his voice you hear in the street. It'll be a greater voice than the Most High. But the Father has taught me I speak these things. Look at Isaiah 42. Say, he that sent me is with me. Father has not left me alone. I always do what pleases him. Scripture spoke in advance, my brothers and sisters, of one who would come. Isaiah is replete with scriptures, saying over and over again, he comes to perform all that is divine counsel. He comes to perform all that is divine pleasure. He comes to please the Most High according to all that the Most High has foreordained, that men might see the example again of that which was declared from the beginning. The man might be established again upon a foundation to the all the Most High intends. So the Father not left me alone, for I do always things that please him. He spake these words, many believed on him. Then Yeshua said, those Jews who believed in him, he said, if you continue in my word, if you preserve my word, the conscience that I reveal, how about the meaning of my words? The context of their thoughts. For to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. And certainly, my brothers and sisters, the word of the Most High must be preserved in the integrity of its initial meaning. Else you have deviation rather than salvation. So if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Most High wants people avowed unto him who will not be dissuaded, will not be distracted, will not turn aside from the genuine knowledge of the truth. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He said, you're my disciples. Well, Most High told me, if any man can believe that a multitude of contradictions are the work of the Spirit of the Most High, that man can never be a disciple of Yah. Yah is one. Whoever can believe that a multitude of contradictions are true to the will of one will never be true to the will of one. And never be fully repentant. Always be under sin. Yah is one. He said you should have no other God, no other standard but his. For those who seek to preserve a multitude of contradictive standards, if they were the will of one, brothers and sisters drive themselves insane. It's something that simply cannot be done. Contentious will of many. Divergent will of many. Contradictive will of many. Hypocritical will of the many. It's not the absolute will of the one. There's no repentance in it. So those who will not accept first that Yah is one have no hope. And Messiah said, I make no request for the world. He said, I make no request for those who will not accept or seek the absolute will of one, because they can only corrupt and destroy. They can only lie. They can never be true. So he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Seek the absolution of his pure and perfect will. That would be the blessing of the nations. Anything else is corruption. And they answered him, saying, we be Abraham's seed. Wow, Abraham was told to seek the, told that he and his children, for that matter, must seek the pure and perfect will of Yah, and that would be a blessing of the earth. Why did Messiah just have to tell them, if you're my disciples, if you continue in my word, preserve my word, the integrity of my word, why did he just say that? They say, we'd be Abraham's seed. Well, did they know at the time, brothers and sisters, they had departed from seeking the pure and perfect word? Were they so blinded, my brothers and sisters, by priests under Roman contrivance, misconceit, that they did not know that the entirety of all that they saw, what they believed to be true, there was need to see so much more? That's why Messiah is sent. Scripture says he will not judge for what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. Meaning that he will judge after the greater realization the Most High offers by His Spirit to expose all the rulers as wicked, lawless, short-sighted in their vision. And according to Isaiah 11, it says, all shall gather unto Him. Unto Him shall all the nations seek, and His rest, His peace, shall be glorious. Because men shall finally see, my brothers and sisters, there's only one goal that leads to salvation. One path, one goal, and nothing else, my brothers and sisters, is life. Seek out what is what the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal. And my brothers and sisters, in overcoming the will of the flesh, of the false conceits of the flesh, to discern what is consistent from the beginning unto eternity. That, my brothers and sisters, is the redemption of the soul. That, my brothers and sisters, that attainment grants the flesh of a man a right to be resurrected, to attain to an inheritance in the rejuvenated, restored, revitalized earth that is soon to be revealed. Why would you preserve something, my brothers and sisters, that would still be a corruption? Still would not be true to initial divine vibration. But that is the purpose for which the Most High made mankind. The answer is that we be Abraham's seed. We're never in bondage. My brothers and sisters, how shall man discern whether or not he is in bondage, especially if he has not seen the bars, the bars that define the short-sightedness of his vision? Is man so quick to say that he's seen all the Most High's intended of those that he said he preserved forever unto his cause? Or has it been that man's concept or was acceptable before the Most High has been the devices of his various rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, whatever? Oh, my brothers and sisters, the Most High reveals a sense of conscience that He would take man and lead him wherever in conscience he would go. Man should have a foundation strong enough to be able to, let's just say, not turn aside and not turn back. To constantly understand and be prepared, my brother and sister, to move wherever Yah leads. He said the answer, will we be Abraham's seed and we're never in bondage to any man? Say, how sayest thou, ye shall be free? Yeshua answered, say, verily I say to you, whoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. Whoever walks then, my brothers and sisters, after errant perception, serves that perception. What a man believes is a god to them, a god to him. What about if what man believes, my brothers and sisters, being based upon both faulty foundation and a faulty sense of expectation, was never faith, never true to what the Most High believes? Is it true to the Most High, one with Him, or is it a multitude of curses, division against Him? Because that's what sin is. Because of what men have believed differently, that we see all the political, social, national, and pseudo-religious differences that are in this world that are not true to the will of one. And whatever is not true to the will of one, my brothers and sisters, it's not salvation, it's not a healing, but it's an affliction. Not salvation, not oneness, not healing. A scar, my brothers and sisters. Damnation. You must understand that Most High preserves that which attains to His purpose. There's no need to preserve that which will not. I would have you understand the truth. So he told him, said, you do the deeds of your father. Then say they unto him, we have been not born of fornication. In other words, they say they were born of a pure covenant with the Most High. And they say they even have one father, even Yah. Yeshua said, and if Yah were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from Yah. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. He said, why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear. How about obey my words? Let us go back a little bit, my brothers and sisters. There's a scripture in the midst of these that should help to understand something. He said, let's go back a moment. At 8:21, I hear you. Then Yeshua said again to them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. He said, whether I go, you cannot come. In other words, it's not just a statement in terms of where you're getting physically, but he's talking about the state of conscience that those who cannot believe cannot attain. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whither I go, you cannot come. He saith unto them, ye are from beneath. What was he saying? Ye are from beneath, and I am from above. Ye are of this world, and I am not of this world. I am not of this world. I said, therefore, unto you, that you shall die in your sins, but if you believe not that I am he, or the one whose word is from above, you shall die in your sins. If you don't realize the need to look up to see a higher conscience than that which you have been presently taught after your various rulers, not realizing the need to exceed all your rulers, you are to attain the conscience of Yah. Say, man will be perpetually bound, deceived, left gullible after a multitude of worldly divisions that can never please the will of one. And they asked him, who art thou? And Yeshua said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. So I have many things to say and judge concerning you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard from him. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, what he was talking about is that he comes revealing to mankind a higher state of conscience than that which flesh ordinarily understands. One of the things I wanted to talk about last evening is that this material realm, and I did speak about it at some level, but there's a continuation of a concept in it, that this physical realm is something that did not actually need or have to come to be. I repeat, this physical realm we live in is something that did not have to come to be. It's the result of a fallen vibration. It's a result of a fall from a higher plane of spiritual conscience unto this material realm, and those who after the flesh cannot see beyond it. So when the scripture says that where I am, you cannot come, he was saying that those who after the flesh only function after physical senses will only see after that which they of this world perceive as if it were the only dimension. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I said it last evening, there's a vibration much higher than that which ordinary eyes can see, a vibration much higher than ordinary ears can hear. Consciousness, my brothers and sisters, that Scripture calls wonderful, and that it is above the thinking and consideration of ordinary mind. Kind of like, if we really understand it, my brothers and sisters, before there was matter, there was spirit, which you think came first. This matter state we see today is like a congealing. In other words, it's kind of like something about steam to water, to ice. And my brothers and sisters, without question, the material state is the one that is much less free. Blessed they will understand, my brothers and sisters, that it was antagonism at a higher plane of conscience that actually brought about this material realm that didn't have to come to exist. Listen to last night's show, my brothers and sisters, again, and understand that the Most High, when he began to recreate beauty in the midst of where there was no beauty, like I talked about in Genesis last night, it says, Most High made heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void. Does not that sound like something the Most High made? It means formless, without order. Chaotic, my brothers and sisters. It's material realm. Till the Most High began to create beauty in it. It was utter vanity, total discord. Most High began to make beauty in it and finally made man in it. The purpose for which he made man is to fill man with his spirit, his thoughts, his ideals. That this of this material realm could come something like a spiritual battery. That after the spirit that was put within him, man could replicate the higher thoughts of the Most High. Till the result of what brought about this fall to a lesser matter state be no more. In other words, what I'm to understand I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, finally, humanity programmed properly with the thoughts of the Most High, it would be as if the fall were no more, simply because all things be regenerated unto the mind of the Most High, as if the fall never occurred in the first place, when the thoughts of man regenerate all the power of that initial spirit, after which there was a fall. Better way to put that, I said it on last evening. Better way to put that. Wow, I'm looking at the time I have left and realize that if I go into this, I'm hardly going to get into the next phase I want to. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, in the beginning, there was only one vibration. Most High said, let it be, and there was no one to say no. There came another conscience, not wanting to be embarrassed, quite frankly. Still wanted to have some level of dominion. They contested the Most High. There was a fallout. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, like I said before, this matter state didn't have to come to exist. So if we understand and we look closely at these scriptures in John 8th chapter, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, again and again, Messiah is saying, the conscience that men must attain is not one seen after the ordinary mind of the flesh. And to know what is said from the Most High, and not to know why it is said, is to miss the point. And not to know why the Most High said what he said is departure from his initial will. It's division, my brothers and sisters. It's curse. It is sin. So when Messiah said he's from above and not from below, when he talks about worldliness, it means, or it relates to, the nature of this present world, that in its divisions after a multitude of differing consciences is not true to the world of one. Always damnation till this world is made after the mind of the Creator one. He said, I'm from above. It means not of this world's divisions, but of the will of the one from on high. He said, therefore, unless you hear the word, it restores a pure and perfect standard, pure and complete, purity and completion, offering one choice. He said, man will perish, never having overcome the divisiveness of this world. Blessed they will understand then the need to see beyond the rulers of this world who create so many multitudes of differences of allegiances, none of them which has been entirely true to the will of the one Most High, else Messiah would not need to return. For all scriptures, my brothers and sisters, I will say to you again, when the Messiah comes and he will expose all the rulership of this world is having fallen short of what is divine glory. Expose, my brothers and sisters, all the standards of men have dared to call wise, not discerning all or considering all the Most High from the beginning intended. With the time that I have left, wow, time moves so swiftly. So swiftly. I'd like to look at Isaiah 40, because we really need to continue this. And I'd like to give everyone a chance to examine these words and continue to think upon them. I pray for them to allow others, let others know that they might consider these things too. Listen to this show in the archives. Because believe me, this topic, if I were to explain it for the fullness that I could, it would take days. Far more time than is easily allowed within the constraints of these short hours of this show. But I'd like to hit on some high points in Isaiah 40. The voice of him crying in the wilderness, the scripture speaks of, saying, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, repent ye, O my people. The Elijah-like voice that the scripture spoke of in the book, the epistles of the apostles, letters of the apostles. Listen, my brothers and sisters, what it says. It says he would come as a herald of Messiah, saying, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Show my people beyond their ordinary conscience. That word, Nahum, in Hebrew for comfort. The word metanoia for repent has to do with seeing transcendent above ordinary order, ordinary sense of what is order, that men might be unified and focused after the will of one. It says, cry to her that her warfare is accomplished. How about that all that is contention and warfare might come to an end? That's the pure, perfect will of one, my brothers and sisters, revealing again righteousness. That her iniquity, all iniquity, injustice, all lawlessness might be pardoned. My brothers and sisters, no one transcends sin, iniquity, till he discerns what with the Most High's atonement, that he might begin to pursue it. Think about it. If no one ever discerns beyond error, what the Messiah said earlier, lest you believe that I am the one who restores you to conscience. He said you will die in your sins. What does Scripture call in 2 Thessalonians, talking about the mysteries of iniquity, a system to keep men blind, not discerning what is their error. He said if you die without the law, how about die without ever discerning your sin? You say you perish in your lawlessness. Romans 2. Need to be understood. So it's a blessing. Here from the Most High, it's a grace, a gift from the Most High to discern how to repent. It's a blessing to discern His will. He says the Most High wants to pardon the iniquity of His people because they received from His hand a double punishment for all their sins when they turned away from Him in the first place. Because if man had not turned away, all these divisions we see in the world wouldn't exist. Come the voice of him who cries in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Most High. Make straight in the desert a highway for our Yah. In other words, wherever there has been blindness and darkness, wherever men have been caught in the midst of that which would lead them astray, let them see clearly the way, clearly the path the Most High has intended for his people. Every valley, low place shall be exalted, made level. Every mountain and hill, every high place that is an obstacle shall be made low. This is a conscience statement, brothers and sisters. This is a consciousness statement. Talking about removing every lie, every obstacle, every misconceit, every distraction, every false concept of deity, every idolatry, every hypocrisy that men have upheld has not been true to the will of one. You're talking about the conscience that is the gospel of peace with Yah, the gospel that will focus all humanity upon after the will of one, being an exceeding word, my brothers and sisters, that is not of the divisiveness of this world, not after any of the pollution that are in it. Not even any of the short-sightedness that is in it. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain hill made low. The crooked paths shall be made straight. No more detours. Let's see straight toward the goal. In the rough places, in other words, wherever it is, that men have set up stumbling blocks, making it difficult for the man to walk and run straight away. My brother says the Most High intends to reveal what is glorious and honorable for him. That all flesh shall see it together. That's definitely requiring a raising of conscience beyond what is ordinary to the flesh, according to what seems right according to ordinary eyes, ears, and senses. So all shall see it together. This is the petitioning, my brothers and sisters, for a raising of human conscience, to all see the same thing, that we all walk together in one accord. For the Most High has spoken it. That is a great blessing. Voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? I said, all flesh is the grass. All the conceits of man are as the grass. And the goodness thereof as the flower of the field. And the grass withers and the flower fades. It means the Most High will not accept any of what is a shallow-minded conscience, inconsiderate of what the Most High intended from the beginning. For without conscience, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High intended from the beginning, eternal man has, without a sense of direction, is left reprobate, undisciplined, and definitely not prepared for the kingdom of Yah that is to come. In fact, my brothers and sisters, not to know that path is to be left without a covenant. For how shall man say that he has a covenant that is continuous when he does not discern, my brothers and sisters, what is its continual purpose for which he made his people, they might constantly function of one accord. Grass with the flower fades because the Spirit of the Most High blows upon it, and surely this people, how about their thoughts and conceit is as the grass? One scripture says the grass with the flower fades, but the word of Yah endures forever. The thoughts of Yah endure forever. It did not say the contentious idea of the men would remain, certainly not in the kingdom that is to be at peace. Grass withers, the flower fades, the word of our Yah stands forever. O Zion that brings good tidings. Most High bring forth the people, even one out of Zion who will bring a pure and perfect word, that it must be raised above all the high mountains, above all the kingdoms. Even my brother and sister said, Jerusalem will send forth that law to all the nations, that exceeding rule that brings forth peace to all the nations, and certainly no lesser law can do it. See, lift up your voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid, say to the cities of Judah, say wherever it is that there are those who would honor Yah, behold, my brothers and sisters, with reverence, the reference point after which our people should be guided as one. Behold, the Most High will come with a strong hand, and his arm will rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He has reward, my brothers and sisters, for those who will walk according to his thoughts, his works, his strength, his discretion. And blessed are they who are willing to seek and to hear it. This verse in Isaiah 40 and 10 is replicated in Revelation. We really need to read closely. Revelation 22:12-21. Because if we understand those scriptures well, we understand that no one is invited unto that kingdom but those who will preserve a pure, perfect word. No one is invited unto that kingdom or acceptable unto that kingdom who would add or take away anything but those who would keep all his word. They are accepted. And blessed are they whom my brothers and sisters Yah will receive. He said, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Blessed are they who will follow after him. He shall gather his lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those who are with young. Ooh, 5-6 minutes left. But I'm going to tell you about what the Most High speaks about his exceeding conscience. See, who has measured out the waters? How about all the oceans in the hollow of his hand? Woo! Dig what these verses are saying. Who has measured out all the oceans and the expanses thereof in just the hollow of his hand? Earth, my brothers and sisters, is just something for him in its entirety, something that we can put within his own hands, and he is so much greater. Not just in the expanse of his physical being, if you will, but in consciousness, my brothers and sisters. He measures it out. My brothers and sisters, can you just think about it. If you're ever out in the middle of the ocean, you ever thought about the idea by saying that in your mind you could easily see the expanse of it and the measure of it all, the height, depth, and breadth of it all? How many gallons are in it, if you will, necessary to fill it? Oh, I want you to think about it. He has measured out the waters of the oceans in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven. Wow, all the expanse of all that you see is infinity and beyond. All that is in the heavens, sun, moon, stars, galaxies, my brothers and sisters, quasars. My brothers and sisters, he measured it out with a span, with a measure, with the expand of reaching out his arms. I want you to think about this. Who has comprehended, my brothers and sisters, the dust of the earth? Who can calculate it? The specks of dust are the earth in a measure. It weighs mountains in his scales and hills in a balance. Wow. Can any man say that he has directed the Most High, or has comprehended and directed the Most High, and been a counselor that he could teach him? Did he take counsel from any man, or brothers and sisters? Did any man instruct him and teach him the path of judgment? Did man teach the Most High discretion? How dare a man say so quickly they preach the gospel without a gift from on high? Whom took he counsel and instructed him and taught him the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? No, my brothers and sisters, he is the one who is understanding. How dare men so quickly say that they've been taught the gospel and all they knew to consider is what they see of this earth, forgetting that the earth itself has a purpose far greater than what men ordinarily can even begin to see or imagine.
I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. It says, the nations, how about whole nations, all the rule and precepts that have governed them collectively are just a drop in a bucket to him. Kind of small dust in the balance. Father, grant our people what's necessary to see why there's a need to seek beyond all they see. Show them what faith in you, Father, truly is. But not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Not all have discerned beyond the constructs established by the various kings creating their own supposedly social, economic, and pseudo-religious ideals. But have not considered, my brothers and sisters, nor have they known the fullness of what you have planned for those who love you. I'm asking the Most High, what shall I do? How shall I help men to understand? To seek after that which they have not seen, or say none discern the need to understand. When they figure that all that's necessary for them to survive or be found viable, it's according to the constraints of various rulers who in this world themselves have not discerned the way of life. Because believe me, my brothers, it's going to be discerned that all your rulers need some serious reproof. Political, social, religious, makes no difference. Messiah will bring something more. He comes, my brothers and sisters, with the message that is above them all. There's a reason why he's called King over all kings. And that he will reprove all the kings of the earth. Read Revelation 19:11 through 21 and understand. Read why the scripture says all the kings of the earth will be running for cover when he is revealed. Because they all be discerning their treachery. Same thing said in Revelation 16:12-21. Same thing said in Isaiah 24-27. So many scriptures relating over and over again, but Messiah must expose all the rules of all the ruling factions of this world. But as long as men's vision is concerned after the small-mindedness that appeases men are not prepared to please Yah. And after all such short-sightedness, my brothers and sisters, men only establish obstacles. He says, Lebanon is not sufficient to burn. Lebanon was a place where there were many trees, my brothers and sisters. Lebanon is related in that day as a land of thick forest. He said, all the trees in Lebanon are not sufficient for the burning, or the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the era that must be overcome, the sin of humanity's fallen conscience that must be overcome. There's not enough wood to burn it all, so the Most High has a plan. Yes, he has a plan to show man what he must do to be converted into a change of heart, to finally find what is appeasing unto Yah. He says, all the nations and all their conceits are before him as if they were nothing. They're all vanity. Nations have been established and rules have been established to turn men aside from the perfect will of Yah. All nations before him are counted as nothing. They're counted to him as nothing and vanity. He says, therefore, to whom will you liken Yah? After the vanities of what seems sufficient, acceptable, wise, visionary to men, after the workmanship of men, idol makers who melt out a graven image, goldsmiths men spread out with the gold or the metal or the wood or stone, spread it over it gold and cast over it silver chains. Is that, my brothers and sisters, what men should compare to the Most High after the frailty of their thoughts? He that is so impoverished that he has no oblation chooses a tree that will not rot, that he thinks will not rot. He seeks unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image. So man creates something of God after the imagination and expanse of his own heart and thinks somehow the Most High will be pleased with the insult. Wow. Man does all this and has to stand it up so it should not be moved. Have you not known? Have you not understood? Has not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is Yah, hear this, Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth that it is Yah who sitteth upon, they put down here circle. They put down the word upon. I will tell you the word they put down here for upon is also the word for beyond. They put down circle. Then so easy they just said horizon. And Most High says his is a conscience that's beyond all that men see and easily perceive. He that sitteth beyond the circle of the earth, beyond all that men see of this earth. Inhabitants of this earth, before its expanse, are as grasshoppers, little things. The Most High has stretched out the heavens. He stretched out all the heavens, full expanse of it, by his hands, as a tent or dwelling place, that things might be set in it. Brothers and sisters, when we talk about the expanse of the universe, it's kind of like, far larger, my brothers and sisters, the expanse of the universe than a needle point in the midst of a stadium. And that's probably a very small way of making a comparison. Him who set that much in order, shall men say that what men understand of this earth is all that Most High is concerned about? Oh, I wish I had the opportunity to tell you much more. But I want you to listen to this scripture. Say he brings the princes, all that seems wise to men as if it were nothing. He makes the judges of the earth, what men judge to be wise, and he proves it all foolish. He talks about the day will come, Most High will cast away all this folly, and it shall not anymore be planted. Yea, it shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. He shall destroy whatever misconceits of blind men against perception. It shall blow upon them all the conceits of the flesh. They shall wither. And the world shall take them away. Whoever wants to take them away as what? Stubble. Who is it that he speaks of? They said he would make the kings as dust for his sword, driven stubble to his bow. Accuracy of his discretion, the exceeding nature of his discretion. He said, to whom will you liken me? Whom shall I be called equal or associate or likened? Says the Holy One. If you're going to discern that, it says, don't look down after the smallness of what is what mere ordinary carnal eyes see and ears hear. Lift up your eyes then. Look up and behold on a high. Look up beyond what is seen wise after common, ordinary, collective, worldly conscience. And behold him who created all these things, that brings out the host by number. And those who understand will understand he's talking about all the stars and the galaxies and all the beauty of the heavens. Brings out, reckons their hosts by number. In other words, he numbers and reckons them all according to their purpose and their scheme and the majesty of the order of all things. He calls them by their names, by their purpose, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, and not one thing falls short that he has created falls short of his purpose. So why sayest thou, I'm going to look over at this a little bit. Why sayest thou, O Jacob and Israel, that my way, that the Most High, who is considered the expanse of the universe, is not considered as forgotten what is necessary to bring forth justice and righteousness among his people? As if that cause has escaped his notice. He said, do you not know, have you not heard? The everlasting Most High, the Lord, the Creator, the ends of the earth, how about all the heavens and the earth, does not become weary nor tired. It's man that is fallen, spiritually weak, and lost vision. Holy Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, and reveals that which is to come. Holy Spirit, the testimony of the Most High, considered of all the expense of all that is divine purpose forever. I repeat again, whatever testimony is not of that Spirit, after the mind of the flesh, there would be an obstacle against discerning the greater things the Spirit would reveal. That testimony that men would call sufficient is a lie. It's time we discern far better. It says, do you not know, have you not heard, the everlasting Most High, creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired, and his understanding is inscrutable. In the New Testament, in Romans 11:25 through 12:4, it says that how are the thoughts of the Most High beyond finding out? But that does not mean that we don't pursue. It means, my brothers and sisters, that his understanding, there will always be more understanding to be gathered. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who know that to prepare for what we are to be, prepare for the kind of discipline that we ought to prepare for, that we all be one throughout the course of an eternity. Demands, my brothers and sisters, we always seek the Most High for solidarity and absolution, conjunctivity, common consensus in all our reason, all our reasoning. So come, let us reason together. We all must seek Him, my brothers and sisters, for the strength of His Spirit. That we all grow together and none become contentious against his brother for lack of knowledge. Yah gives strength to the weary. We all must seek him. Him who lacks might, he increases power. See, though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Most High, knowing that he is the superior strength, they will gain strength. Knowing that he is the greater conscience, they will gain greater sense of conscience. The mount of wings like eagles, they shall run and not get tired. They shall walk and not become weary. My brothers and sisters, the Most High intends to revive a conscience in the world that men are never to forget. So he sends Messiah with a conscience from that higher place that men might again be established upon a foundation. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? That men might be established upon a foundation. That for all the Most High would reveal to his people, they'd be wise enough in that foundation, stable enough in that foundation, to always be prepared to believe and not turn back. Blessed are the souls, my brothers and sisters, who attain that foundation, who attain to that strength. The Messiah will say to his people one day, listen to me, keep silence before me, O ye owls, and let my people be renewed under strength. Let them see beyond all the obstacles as the various rulers. Let them discern why they must seek a righteous beyond all their kings. Let them come near, let them speak, let them come together unto righteous discretion. Who is it that raises up? How about even the conscience of this righteous man like the sudden rising of the sun? Men might see the light the world would obscure. The men might discern that so much they thought would be the light, thought was light, was just a variation of darkness where truth was hid. Who called him to his feet that he may stand and gave nations before him, proved all the nations, the rulers and the rulership of the nations be shallow-minded before him? It made him rule, made him see and perceive beyond all the kings. Most High said he would use this one to make the rulers as dust before his sword, driven stubble to his bow. He would show the frailty of all that is in many generations' human conscience, seeing beyond all the pluralities and perversions and pollutions within the short-sighted vision of man, the men might discern how to attain truly again to their purpose. This one whom the scriptures speak in Isaiah 41 is the same one spoken of in Isaiah 44, particularly Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6. When he calls the curdy, that's the proper term, one who would be his shepherd, one who established Jerusalem upon a firm foundation, whose word proved foolish, the wisdom of all those the world calls wise. Until, my brothers and sisters, we recognize as foolish the various contentions of this world, my brothers and sisters, we call wise that which is can only be folly. Isaiah 41. Later on, Isaiah 41 speaks about the kings not being able to discern the purpose of the Most High, why he established this world from the beginning, established man from the beginning. Having no insight as to the majesty of what the Most High has intended in terms of his purpose for which he made man. So definitely, I want to tell man that every man's thought, whose thoughts is to be preserved, must be concentric after the will of one. Men haven't discerned that their entire thought forms falling short of that understanding, for the Most High has been considered an abomination. Something with the Most High cannot be pleased. Isaiah 41 goes on further. It says, in the 42nd, it says, Messiah will come to show forth an absolution the world had not seen. Who's prepared to understand it? Show forth a peace, pattern of peace that after this world men have not discerned. Isaiah 53, my brothers and sisters, talks about how the rulers have caused the people to howl. Rulers have caused the people to quarrel for all their differences. That wasn't the gospel. It's not after the variant rudiments of this world. They mistranslated so much, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 52. Yah willing, tomorrow evening, I want to go through it further. But I can only tell you that Isaiah 52 is really talking about Messiah coming with a conscience beyond the various rulers of this world. His vision, his revolutionary vision being greater than the sons of men. He would compel men to consider what they had not considered. It's a consciousness statement. Scripture says, to whom is the arm of the Most High? Who shall believe then the exceeding report? Who shall believe a word, my brothers and sisters, that is discerned only by faith, knowing the Most High hath a greater and higher purpose? Who will discern, my brothers and sisters, what indeed is the strength and the might of the one Most High to discern his salvation? But those who know to seek beyond all the world's rulers have spoken. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of word, a lot of premise that those who are not compelled to examine the kind of words that you will find on my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation, those who are not compelled to seek out those things that I've cited from Genesis to Revelation, the secrets they call the hidden gospel, those who are not concerned about examining the kind of things that I call the Secret City Prophecies at HiddenGospel.com, article called Secret City Prophecies. Titled by the same name, Secret City. You'll find HiddenGospel.com/Secret-City. That I call the Gospel of Shiloh. What was the tribulation that has blinded so many hearts ever since? That great tribulation, that murderous time, those murderous times that were from 70 to 365 AD and beyond, and continue to persecute those who would see the light. Those who are not willing to examine those things, my brothers and sisters, show that they desire the truth more than comfort and variant snares, seeming wise. Those who want to call themselves wise simply because of what they don't know. Well, besides that, I make no request for the worldly. Those who lack the curiosity and the drive to discern beyond all the indecision of this world, how shall they ever be unto its healing? The words I speak, my brothers and sisters, are for Most High told me are precious and only for the most humble soul. Humble soul will seek, my brother and sister, to be made complete wherever he has been made lacking. He seeks to be purged of every misconceit that has blinded his mind, knowing that, I can only tell you, my brother and sister, I've already seen a bit, a foretaste. What the Most High has already shown me I must become. Foretaste of what our people must become collectively. And it's going to take a whole lot of discipline on our part. And a whole lot of drive to understand far more than this world calls ordinary or this world calls sufficient to appease, let's just say, those who have created a very destructive game. Like I said, none of the social, pseudo-social, political, or pseudo-religious systems of this world, none of them, none of what men call administration presently is completely pleasing in all things that what the Most High has declared, else Messiah would not have to appear again. Read Malachi 3 to 4, 3rd chapter particular, 2:16 to 3 and 4. Righteousness and what is acceptable and fair before the Most High comes after all the differences of this world, then, hey, Messiah didn't need to come in the first place. He came to declare an absolute. That's the grace of Yah, that you might see beyond the confusion. A lot of scripture in the Bible, my brothers and sisters, says that only those who are curious beyond this confusion will be found worthy to be taught at all. Jacob, James 1:1-9, 26 Isaiah, how about 7 to the 13th verse, talking about the wisdom being allowed to those who have desired something beyond this confusion in the night. Daniel 12:10, talking about those who have sought good, complete, whole works acceptable unto Yah, they shall understand. But none of the wicked, the lawless, of those who are not concerned shall understand. 2 Kephas, 2 Peter, 1:1-10-12, talks about those who are being diligent for knowledge will gain entrance into the kingdom. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. There was so much more to him of him that was still yet to be revealed to his disciples by his spirit. He says, the Most High reveals the greater conscience if you seek to preserve and maintain that greater discretion he said he would teach you. What about those who don't have that intention because they seek to exalt the shallow mindedness that seems wise to men, that men be exploited rather than healed? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to see so much more. I want to try to start perhaps a little earlier, perhaps in the nights to come. The verses that I've gone through tonight bear so much more explanation. Whew, heaven help us. I thank the Most High that on the other day when I asked, he answered my prayer. I asked him, what must I compel men to see? To cause them to pursue beyond what they see in this world as important. When you realize the Most High has a plan, as he said, carnal eyes and ears have not discerned the glory of that which Yah has planned for those who love him. And you must discern those that greater way of truth, like scripture says, a people who will not know his ways shall not enter into his rest. We discern that the ways of the gospel, the ways of the truth of the kingdom of Yah is an entire, if you will, orientation of social construct, spiritual construct wiser than, far more considerate, far more majestic and beautiful than that which of any kingdom presently upon this earth. When you understand Messiah had a reason why he said your righteousness is see that of your rulers. Men create kingdoms after what seems wise to their own hearts. He said you must exceed them all, or you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Does this not tell us that we should look for something far greater than what seems wise after the very kings that men establish and elect? What is that truth? If you look at the scriptures closely, Isaiah 40, it tells you one called the king, the righteous one, likened to the rising sun, that cast out the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure, would bring that conscience and show man again that conscience that is from above. It's the reason why he's called Shashan Shah, King of Kings. Who, my brothers and sisters, prepare for the righteous will prepare themselves for the righteous reveal at the mouth of that king. Acts 3:18-23 says he will reveal all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And only those who are willing to hear his word, my brothers and sisters, should not be cut off. Most High will bring to destruction whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, that does not seek the everlasting light. But the kingdom that he will bestow will be of an invariant light, my brothers and sisters. An invariant truth. A foundation, my brothers and sisters, upon which there can be an increase of righteous government forever, increasing the knowledge of Yah forever. Like I said before, many other constructs that men have called government in this world, if the greater truths were revealed to it, men would be prepared. Men would be prepared in their pride to reject it. Scripture says all the kings of earth would be proven foolish, my brothers and sisters, before this greater conscience that his Messiah revealed. Given consideration, my brothers and sisters, all the men have not been pronated to consider. Revelation 16:12-21 speaks of it. Isaiah 25:1-3-10 speaks of it. Scriptures that speak in Zechariah and Revelation 1 speaks about, also in Isaiah 24. It says, when the Messiah is revealed, all the nations of the earth shall mourn. Every eye shall see him, even they whom they have rejected, and whose conscience they have rejected, considering themselves wise after so much lesser. And so all the nations of the earth shall mourn. Mourn in repentance. But some, my brothers and sisters, knew to look for more. And when they see that more, they will find it be deliverance. They shall rejoice. I pray that you be counted among that number. I thank the Most High for what he's shown me. I know it's assured, because I know who spoke it. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, has been the enemy of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might and his honor and his praise always, remember what I said to you, my brothers and sisters. Please, be a blessing to yourself and others, a blessing for the holy name. Don't let pride stand in your way. Do some serious investigation. All the articles that you will see related here in the chat and the shows of the last month, I know we'll find a great blessing to those who are the Most High will reveal these things to you. You have to have a desire to serve him and the supplantation of yourself, surrendering yourself to all the fullness of his will. So we must love him with all our mind, heart, soul, and might. Nothing of our will stand in the way. This will be for the good of all considered. That's the first command of all of the kingdom. Blessed are they who will understand this. There is much the Most High can reveal in a short time to those who are truly diligent and willing. So again, I say, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Eddie Mia. Most High does not call a thing when he does not intend it to be. Under his might, his honor, and his praise always. I thank you all for listening.